Page 118. Listening for main ideas.
Why would a poor washing woman give away her life savings? This story touched us the moment we first heard it. And the more we thought about it, the more we believed that Miss Osceola McCarty had to be on our list. Deep in the heart of Mississippi, hidden behind wind-whipped sheets and sun-drenched linens, lives this year's most talked-about philanthropist.
Through the years.
No one noticed the frail woman who spent most of her 86 years doing other people's laundry. Quietly, in between bundles of wash and ironing, Miss Osceola McCarty tucked away $250,000.
I was surprised myself. I didn't know I had that much money.
The woman who never went to high school, never went to college, stunned the academic world by pledging most of her life savings to fund scholarships for promising black students at the university down the road.
I didn't have no children. I didn't have nobody else to give it to.
Miss McCarty's own education was cut short. She left after sixth grade to care for her ailing grandmother, and she worked taking in bundles of laundry from doctors, lawyers, and policemen. Slowly building a nest egg of dollars and change at the bank downtown.
President of the United States.
News of the gift has traveled far.
If this country had more people like you, we'd have very few problems, and we'd be even greater than we are.
I was so powerful until people began to tell me.
The trip to the White House this September was her first time out of the South in 50 years.
Let me see your mail.
These days, times are not so lonely at the frame house on Miller Street. There's a new visitor. She's Stephanie Bullock, the first recipient of the Osceola McCarty Scholarship, and thanks to her benefactor, a college freshman.
I always knew that I was going to go to college. Didn't know how, but I was going to go. Miss McCarty would be at my graduation, sitting right over there with my family.
It's more in giving than it is to receive. And I tried it out.
Her washing tools are retired now. Her hands are gnarled by arthritis. But the years of crisp collars and pressed pleats now leave a legacy all their own.
I don't regret it one minute. Just wished I had more to give.
Miss McCarty has started something big. Local business people around her town are now contributing to the Osceola McCarty Scholarship Fund. She finds it all quite amusing and told us that the locals weren't about to let some wash and iron woman show them all up. Good for you, Osceola.